This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration has done the wrong thing on civil rights again. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with a close election coming up, you'd think the Bush administration wouldn't advertise their hostility to civil rights. But there they were, at it again last week, rounding up Republican votes, including yours, Al. Shame on you. To confirm a nominee with an atrocious record on civil rights to a federal court of appeals in the South. The nominee was chief of the death penalty unit for the Attorney General of Alabama. It turned out he used his high office time and again to defend death sentences against black defendants in cases where flagrant racial discrimination kept blacks off the juries. You and the Bush administration tried to call the vote a referendum on the death penalty, Al, but that's nonsense. Many advocates of the death penalty voted no, because they support civil rights too. They couldn't stomach the racial discrimination that tainted the nomination.
No, Ted, the indigestion you have set in when you liberals tried to weasel your way out of having to debate the real reason for your opposition to Ed Carnes, the death penalty. Your cover was blown the second you liberals trotted out the old tired racial discrimination decoy. Fact is, Ed Carnes fought the Ku Klux Klan tooth and nail, was endorsed by many fine blacks, and has worked to stop importation of South African coal because it was mined by exploited black labor. Ted, the groups that opposed Ed Carnes are the very same groups that oppose capital punishment. It just so happens, Ted, that Ed Carnes and the vast majority of Americans support the death penalty in cases of aggravated murder. Liberal ACLU ideologues like you keep trying to hide your historic, pathetic records on crime by dredging up racism. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the foreign policy novice, Bill Clinton, and how he believes we should march our troops right into the middle of the Yugoslavian's dark civil war. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.